My guest at this time is E.W. Jackson. He is one of the Republican candidates for U.S. Senate in Virginia. Primary day in the Old Dominion state is next Tuesday, June 12th. And Mr. Jackson is one of a number of candidates hoping to be the GOP nominee to take on former Democratic Governor Tim Kaine in the race to replace retiring Democratic Senator Jim Webb. And Mr. Jackson, thank you very much for being with us again.
It's a pleasure to be with you. Thank you for having me.
The last time you and I spoke was just before the first in a series of debates that you had with former Senator George Allen and Delegate Marshall and Tea Party candidate Jamie Radke. After a lot of these debates, the online polls, which aren't scientific, decided that you had won those debates. What do you think it was that struck a chord with a lot of these voters?
Well, look, I'm the only person in the race who really doesn't have a background in politics. I mean, even Jamie, she worked for two U.S. senators, spent a lot of time in Washington. I haven't. And I think people just sense that when I speak, I don't speak in any packaged way. I speak from the heart. And I think it's reaching people's hearts. And I think that it's just a matter of connecting with people in a way that that they find authentic.
Most of the polls, certainly on the Republican side, have had former governor and former Senator Allen with a pretty healthy lead. Do you get the sense that the debate performances are changing those numbers as we head into the final days here?
Well, we're doing some small internal polling of our own. And I'll tell you, I think that on June 12th, people are in for shock.
Really? What else can you tell us about that?
Well, frankly, I think I'm going to win.
What are folks saying as you poll them about why they're making that change? You talked about your outsider status. I haven't been in Washington. What else are folks responding to?
Well, look, there are a number of things that are unique about my candidacy. I'm the only veteran in the race. There are lots of veterans in Virginia, particularly in Hampton Roads. I'm the only person in the race who is a former small businessman. I know what it is to meet payroll. I know what it is to pay payroll taxes. I know what it is to deal with the federal government because I ran a radio station for 10 years, and I fought with the FCC over the license. I know what government regulation can do to destroy a business. I'm the only pastor, which means that I'm part of the evangelical community, and that's one of the largest voting blocks in the Republican primary. So just on a number of bases, I reach constituencies that I am a part of in a way that other candidates in the race don't. But the other thing is this. When the primary is over, I also reach constituencies that the other candidates can't. We've got to broaden the base of the Republican Party. We've got to rob Barack Obama and Tim Kaine and the Democrats of the stronghold, or maybe I should call it a stranglehold, that they have on the black vote and on all too many Hispanics because they've lied about who we are and they've lied about who they are. And that's got to be exposed. And I think I'm the right candidate to expose that, and I think it needs to be exposed now like never before, given the presidency of Barack Obama. So I think for lots of reasons, people are concluding that I'm the right candidate for this time, and that's not in any way to disrespect the other candidates. They've all got something to offer, but I think when the question is asked, but who is the right person for this moment, I think a lot of people are choosing to answer, I think E.W. Jackson is that person.
Let's talk a little bit about where your campaign has focused some of its attention lately. Given the fact that Allen is seen as the front runner, most people would probably expect you to focus a lot of your fire on him. But a lot of your press releases have already been going after the Democrat in this race, former Governor Kaine, for comments he made in reaction to statements you've made in the debate over his economic comments and policies. Why have you decided to focus more on Kaine than your Republican rivals at this point?
Well, look, on June 13th, all the Republicans need to unite. And why would I be beating up on a person, A, whose support I need, or B, who will need my support when we've all got to come together in unity? I think that when you compare all of the candidates in the Republican Party to Tim Kaine, there's a world of difference between all of us and Tim Kaine, and that includes the front runner, George Allen. So my intent, therefore, is to expose Tim Kaine for what he really is and to turn my firepower on him. As you know, I declared war on him in the last debate, and he got very offended by that. Well, I just left a rest stop in Goochland off 64, one of the rest stops that he fraudulently closed trying to get the people of Virginia to pay higher taxes. And when he found resistance, he punished them by closing 18 rest stops And we later found out that there was $1.5 billion in the transportation fund that he either incompetently was unaware of or, frankly, maliciously just decided to ignore so that he could pressure the people of Virginia to allow him to raise taxes. We don't need somebody going to Washington who can't handle the budget of Virginia when we're talking about having to deal with a $16 trillion deficit in D.C.
Why else did you decide to say publicly that and use those specific words, declare war on Cain and Obama?
Because, frankly, I believe that they have declared war on our country. Now, of course, everybody knows that I'm not talking about a war of violence. I'm talking about a war of ideas. Look, Barack Obama comes in and says we need bigger government, we need to spend more money, we need to redefine the family, we need to make sure that abortion is absolutely unfettered. We need more regulations on business. In fact, business is the enemy. These are ideas, in my view, which are in fact, he's ignoring our Constitution and said he thinks it's a flawed document because it doesn't give government enough power. All of these ideas, in my view, constitute a war on who we are as Americans. And I say that if Barack Obama and Tim Kaine, who is, in my humble opinion, a rubber stamp of Barack Obama's ideas because he said so, he said he stands completely behind the president, if they want to propagate those ideas and press those ideas on us, that is a war on our country and who we are and what we stand for. So if they declare war on America, I love America, I declare war on them.
What are you doing to get out the vote on Tuesday?
Oh, we're going to have people at every significant polling place across the Commonwealth of Virginia. Our volunteers are gearing up. I have never seen anything like it. It's a phenomenon that I just didn't know what to expect, but I am so gratified. We have an organization that is just widespread across the Commonwealth, and people are motivated and inspired and ready to go. So we're going to be at the polling places. People can expect to see us, to hear us, to see signs, to get literature, because we are going to work right up until polls close on June 12th.
And where can folks learn more about your campaign online?
They can go to jacksonforvirginia.org, and that's all spelled out just like it sounds, no numbers in it, jacksonforvirginia.org. And not only can they get information, but we've also got what we call a home campaign office kit. So you can download information, flyers for your friends, stuff for the voting booth, you name it, you can get it, because we want to allow our campaign volunteers to be entrepreneurs and go out there and help take our country back.
Well, sir, we'll let you get back to the campaign. Thank you very much for spending time with us again.
Thank you.
E.W. Jackson, Republican candidate for the U.S. Senate in the Commonwealth of Virginia. Primary day in Virginia is next Tuesday, June 12th. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.